Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Agus fáilte ar ais, the Institute of Public Health has found that loneliness among 18 to 34-year-olds has jumped from 3% a few years ago to 26% during the pandemic. And with the closure of cafes and pubs and venues, social media has become a lifeline to many in lockdown. But new research from NUI Galway suggests that getting more likes on Instagram might reduce loneliness. However, it adds to your stress levels. That's what the research says. You can let us know your perspective on 51551. But we're joined now by the woman who conducted this research, senior lecturer in marketing at the School of Business and Economy in NUIG, Dr. Elaine Wallace. Dr. Wallace, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hello, good afternoon.
It's a little bit confusing, isn't it, when you look at it first, because it seems strange that the more likes you get, the more stressed you are. Why is that, I wonder?
Yes, absolutely. What we wanted to look at was the outcome of having likes on Instagram. And we wanted to look at it on well-being, because this is not an area that had been studied in a huge amount of detail. And we found that although people who get more likes feel less lonely, they actually feel more upset and nervous. We call it a negative effect. So it's this sort of stress where they're conscious all of the time about people viewing their posts. And therefore, although they're getting a lot of likes, that's signaling to them that they're also being monitored, if you like. So we think of that in terms of social comparison. So if you like, I have an Instagram account and I get a lot of likes, but that makes me very aware that other people are looking at my post.
Even though that's the aim of it, Elaine, kind of, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. What's interesting, we think, is that Instagram trialed the idea of hiding likes from followers. And what they had said was they wanted to depressurize Instagram, make it less of a competition. There is a perspective that actually when people post, yes, they want to get likes and yes, they want that validation, but it's also a comparison with other people to see how many likes they're getting. And so although, yes, we want our image out there and yes, we want likes for that, we're also very acutely aware that people are sizing us up. And it's that awareness of being sized up that we believe is causing this negative effect, because it is worse when the likes are visible to other people.
And you've done a brilliant job there of explaining it. And yet I don't really, I understand what you're saying. And yet I find it hard to understand the sentiment as such, because I mean, I'm looking at the findings here and it's, you know, imagining far more likes made people feel anxious and stressed, but also less lonely. You know,
so
on the one hand, you feel more anxious and stressed because people are liking your posts, but you also feel less lonely. And then getting few likes was relaxing, you know, and you might think that maybe if you've put something out there and you get very few likes, you might be a bit stressed about that if you were hoping to get a good reaction. I don't know. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I'll tell you what it is that we when people try to get likes, they do tend to try to reach out to other people, because we did in the study ask people how many likes they would like to receive. And one person said, well, at least one, so I'd know somebody had seen it. So it's this sense of reaching out to people. And the more likes they get, the less alone they feel. So they feel that other people are out there connecting with them. But it's this social comparison piece which is causing the stress or the negative emotions. And so when you have very few likes, yeah, you would think that that would lead you to feel maybe more negative emotion. But the point is that, you know, if you perceive yourself even subconsciously in a relative competition for likes, then if you get very few likes, you've already lost to some extent. You're not as nervously checking back in to see, did I get more? Who's looking at my post? You're at that low level of likes. It's okay. Yes, you may feel more lonely, but you don't have that emotional anxiousness of checking back in all the time. Whereas if you're actually getting more likes, what we find is that people are feeling this anxiety that other people are checking it. And looking in and seeing what we're doing and comparing our likes to theirs.
And what age groups did you look at in the research?
Mainly millennials. So we looked at people, the average age actually of respondents was 34, but mainly people in the younger age group, because that would be the younger cohort of Instagram users. And so it was a broad spectrum, but the average was 34.
I completely understand this, Elaine. I mean, Sarah regularly rings around the team saying, please like my post on Instagram. No, but all joking aside, you have identified a group And I find this very interesting now. A group particularly at risk, the vulnerable narcissists. Now, who yes. are they? What are they?
Yes. And it's probably, you know, when we think about narcissists, we think of somebody who, you know, is looking at themselves in the mirror, a bit fond of themselves. But actually, the vulnerable narcissist is someone who's very hypersensitive. They're a bit vulnerable to criticism. They're very self-conscious. They take remarks very personally. So what we found is actually they're even more vulnerable to feeling lonely. And so there's a large association for vulnerable narcissists with feeling very, very lonely. And so what we would caution is that people who are a little bit sensitive and very nervous of other people's regard would tend to maybe be motivated to be seeking likes to try and alleviate this loneliness. But it might actually be triggering this negative effect, as we call it, this anxiety about people looking at their posts.
Well, Dr. Elaine Wallace, I can tell you it's fascinating research. Beware on social media what you want out of it and the consequences. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.